This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has postponed legislative elections for a year. This in the wake of the worsening coronavirus situation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Earlier, the city had disqualified 12 pro-democracy candidates. Cited was their opposition to the new national security law Beijing has imposed on Hong Kong. China denies that it's impinging on civil rights in the city, but those disqualified include activist Joshua Wong and others who won an unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp this month. Zimbabwe's businesses were shut down and streets were deserted in the capital Harare early today as security forces strengthened patrols to stop anti-government protests fueled by charges of corruption and economic hardship. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is under pressure to revive a stricken economy, says the protests amount to insurrection by his political opposition. In central Harare and nearby Umbari Township, a hotbed of past protests, banks and supermarkets were closed as police and soldiers patrolled the streets and increased checkpoints and roads leading into the capital. It is the start of the Eid al-Adha holiday, the feast of sacrifice in the Muslim world. But the pandemic has made it far less than normal, as the final rites of the Hajj are observed by small groups of pilgrims in Mecca. Last year, 2.5 million took part. This year's number, only about 1,000 people, all of them living in Saudi Arabia. Saudi health officials, meanwhile, say there have been so far no virus cases traced to the Mecca pilgrimage. Worldwide, the virus death toll is rising from 673,000 with a case count of 17.3 million. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. The figures here in the United States, just under 5 million infections and 152,000 fatalities. Next come Brazil with 2.6 million cases and India with about 1.7 million. Those two between them have lost 127,000 lives to COVID. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci will be back on Capitol Hill later today talking about the pandemic. America's preeminent authority on infectious diseases will testify on progress in fighting the virus. A surge of cases in the South and West has pretty much erased hopes for a quick rebound to anything resembling normal life in this country. Fauci has told the AP he is concerned that the U.S. has not followed the track of Asian and European nations also hit hard by COVID, as many countries have settled into a pattern of relatively few new cases. A glimmer of good news, the second surge of confirmed COVID infections in the U.S. appears to be leveling off in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. But cases are still rising in more than two dozen states, with the spread seemingly shifting from the Sun Belt toward the Midwest. The Eurozone is reporting a 12% drop in economic activity for the last two quarters. Spain suffered the most with a staggering 18% loss. The plunge in France was almost 14%. As a whole, the 19-country European Union bloc suffered its worst decline since 1995, when records began being kept. The U.S. economy got another jolt of bad news yesterday. Gross domestic product from April to June was down at an annualized rate of almost 33%, the biggest such loss on record. One noted economist said the U.S. is in a very dark and deep hole. Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics said it's going to take a long time to get out. 1.4 million American workers filed new unemployment claims last week. It was the 19th straight week the initial claims figure topped a million. U.S. President Donald Trump has been greeted with a chorus of opposition to his suggestion that maybe the November 3rd election should be put off because of what he calls the danger it will be rigged. Trailing badly in the polls in his re-election attempt, Mr. Trump's idea has been widely panned by political allies and adversaries alike. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke for many when he said yesterday, quote, "It doesn't matter what one individual in this country says. We're still a country based on the rule of law. U.S. law prevents any change in the November election date without congressional approval." The head of the House Republican Conference, Liz Cheney, says the resistance to the idea in her party is overwhelming. It was a rare public rebuke of the president from his own party. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has gotten the approval of the country's Electoral Commission to run for a third term. The election is set for the end of October. This despite charges from political opponents such a move would violate the Ivorian constitution. Meanwhile, Ouattara has appointed Defense Minister Ahmed Bakayoko as prime minister after his predecessor Amadou Gon Coulibaly died suddenly this month. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.